St Leonard's got bombed, as you know, and it was the old workhouse part that got cut off. So the old infirmary was then made up as the hospital. But the infirmary, sorry, the old workhouse was, of course, never rebuilt. In fact, it was still boarded up when I was there. But there had been some sort of accommodation in there that was being used for the doctors. There. That was the bombed part, and the doctors had accommodation there. We came round here, and we went up into the nurses' home. No, I didn't live in there, but there was one room that was in there for us to change, because we were never allowed out of the hospital in our uniform. Why ever they brought that, stopped that, I don't know, because I was travelling on a bus. We could have an outdoor uniform, which I had, but that was part of the nurses' home. So I never really saw a lot of it, but I know they all had their own rooms. And I know also that hot water was always laid on, because if I'd had a pretty bad time, I would need to have a hot bath before I went home to my mother. That was, and we all had our own lockers there. But I can tell you something funny about the bombed area. I said, why I know that the doctors also had their own rooms there was that going out the back gate of St Leonard's, you went straight into Hoxton Market, as I've said. Yeah? And, you know, they knew you. What can we get you, sister? You know. All right, then. But one of the doctors lost all her medical textbooks. They were all stolen. And at the weekend, when the Hoxton Market was in full swim, she walked out and she bought back all her textbooks from one of the stalls there. It was always a joke. It was always a joke. She found them all for the names of them. It was bad on their part. I was on Ben Johnson. I was a ward sister. Yeah. So there was the ward. There were 6 beds down each side of the main ward. There was the kitchen. Down there was the patient's bathroom. I can show you the pictures. In between was the nurse's station. That's where we had to boil up all our instruments and wash our bandages and so on. And next to that were the toilets for the patients. Now, outside, there was another ward, a small one. And from that, there was a smaller one. So that's where I nursed the chest patients. There would have been, I think, 4 in the first bay and just 2 afterwards, because there was a possibility that some of them had infection, of course. And in there also, they had their own toilets and they had their own bathrooms. And also, I remember that the linen was there. But sister did not have an office. It was against the principles for sister to have an office. All my work was done at the desk in the middle of the ward. Because you were meant to be in charge of your patients, not mucking about in the office. So all the duty sheets and everything, all my office work was done there with the patients watching me. If I had to interview a wife, I'm afraid I used to have to take her into the linen cupboard. So I had a couple of chairs in there. And I could shut the door. But you see, in those days, all the ward work, domestic work, was done by your own domestic. And my one was a Scottish woman, but she lived right there in Hackney, in a block of flats. She knew what was going on. And if she saw one of the patients that she knew, or anything that she thought was different, she would be polishing their locker and she'd be talking to them. And when she, sometimes I look up and I think, Nancy's been rather a long time there. But I got the message, I'd leave her. Because as she came out, she would come from the ward bed, she would go into the kitchen, and as she walked past my desk, she'd say, and she had something to tell me that was relevant to that patient. It wasn't gossip, but there was a domestic problem or something. Did I know that? You know? Well, I didn't know. But it opened an opportunity, eventually, for me to be able to say to the patient or to the relatives, everything all right, then? Have you seen the almoner? Can I make an appointment for you to see the almoner? I can remember once when a health visitor came in unannounced. I was talking to her, but the almoner got to know she was there, and she floored me. How dare you talk to a health visitor who hasn't been through my office? I said, I'm sorry, I didn't ask her to come. The relatives did.